You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by Get Seen Magazine, launching April 4th. Stay tuned for more information at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such a fabulous guest on the line, one of the co-chairs of New Hampshire Fashion Week, Lara Pare. Hi, Lara. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on today. I'm so excited to discuss New Hampshire's first fashion weekend. That's very exciting.
It is. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So let's discuss a little bit about how this all came together. So how did you become one of the co-chairs?
So I work with one of the head co-chairs, Cynthia Hudson, on some of the other events that she does for charity. I'm a direct sales rep for another company, and we do a lot of vendor shows together. And she brought me in on the project, told me about it, and I was really excited to be part of it. And I told her, you know, yeah, I'd love to help out, and you know, it's for a good cause, and, you know, who doesn't love to be involved with fashion, right?
Absolutely. So it does take place in the first weekend in April, right? The first and the second?
No, on the second and the third.
Second and the third. Okay, perfect. So tell us a little bit about the entire setup and the breakdown of the weekend.
So we're going to be at the Manchester Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. We are having the event on the evening of the 2nd on a Saturday, and we're having it on the afternoon of the 3rd. Everything can be found right on Facebook, and we also have tickets for sale now on the Eventbrite page. We did sell out of our free pre-selling tickets, so now there's a $10 donation to get in. We had a VIP event set up as well with a $25 donation, which also sold out very quickly. And then we have a lot of local businesses and hotels donating a lot of silent auction gifts for us, and all the money from that is going to be donated to one of the charities we're working with, which is Steven Tyler's New Janie Fund, which goes to help a lot of women who are affected the same way as the girl who is the main focus in his song back from like the 80s in Janie's Got a Gun. So the women who are abused sexually and things like that. So that's one of the great charities we're working with. And to get in the door, not only do people have to have their ticket from the Eventbrite page, they also need to have a canned good item to get their swag bags, which we have a limited supply of. And the canned goods we're collecting are being donated to the N68 Hours of Hunger chapter in Nashua.
That's so nice. I love that you guys are doing a lot of give back with the Fashion Week. That's so great.
Yep, and we're going to have a lot of designers there. We're going to have everything from adults, men and women, to children, to jewelry designers. And we're going to have some local salons that are going to be there doing hair and makeup. I have a designer out of Boston. His name is EJ Battles. He's making two custom gowns for me to wear on Saturday and Sunday. And he's going to be there with women's and men's. And he's also going to be dressing my son for the fashion show as well.
That's so fabulous. I've interviewed EJ. He's such a good guy. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yeah, he's really, really great. So what do you hope to get out of this first fashion week for you guys?
So the idea really is to, well, bring light to the charities that we're helping and to really showcase the designers and also the local models that we're using, and to really show New Hampshire, you know, that fashion doesn't have to just be in big cities like Boston and in places like Rhode Island and Connecticut, that we can bring it here to New Hampshire. And we'd like to do it again next year and the years following and just have it get bigger and better every year.
That's so awesome. So tell us again, what is it under on Facebook that they could find?
So on Facebook, it's NH Fashion Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Eventbrite, it's under New Hampshire Fashion Week.
Fabulous. Can you tell us some teaser designers aside from EJ Battle? How many designers are you guys working with on this?
We're around 20 designers right now.
That's fabulous.
And we'll be setting up the final schedule this week for it.
So regarding, you know, the two days, why did you guys decide 2 days? What made you come to that decision?
So in April, you know, there's not going to be snow on the ground, so right. It'll be really easy access for people. Uh-huh. And summer's also not here yet, so people haven't taken off to go away out of town and things like that. And then there's no other fashion weekends occurring at the same time, so it really gives people access to be able to come and join us. And they're not going to be having to decide where they want to go that weekend. They're going to go, you know what? We're here. Let's go.
Yeah, that's so true. We're going to go on commercial break, but we'll be back in a few moments. Are you looking to ride in style to New Hampshire Fashion Week? Well, all you have to do is enter code RIDEBOSTON92 in your Uber account, and you will get your first free ride up to $20. That's right. What I said was first free ride up to $20. What's better than that? So definitely download the Uber app today and enter RIDEBOSTON92 for your first free ride up to $20. So we're back on the line with Lara, and we're going to learn all about her. So stay tuned. So of course, now we'd love to learn more about Lara. So tell us a little bit about your background, you know, what you've done in the past. Like, have you done anything fashion-oriented specifically?
I have not. I'm actually a single mom with a lot of customer service experience. I just finished real estate school at the end of last year, so I'll be getting my New Hampshire real estate license. I do a lot of, you know, a lot of the charity events. I, you know, work for a local auto body shop called Nick's Auto Body in Hampstead, New Hampshire. I work with a real estate agency in Fremont. I do direct sales with Tastefully Simple. So I have quite a few different things that I do.
That's awesome. So you're a real go-getter. Anything to make the next dollar,
right? I like to stay busy.
Yeah.
I
can totally relate. I get that. Hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Plus, you have a kid at home, so you got to make a living, you know, not just for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what do you do for fun, though, in your free time?
I like to spend time with my son. We go to the movies. We like to go to one of the movie theaters around here called Chunky's. They have the movies where you can get lunch at the same time. He loves to do that. You know, we like to go bowling, and I love reading, and I like quiet time. I'm not a party girl or anything like that. So.
Hey, whatever. That's cool. So when you have, you know, speaking of, how did this fashion weekend come together, though, with you and your other co-chairs? You know, how did this tell us. Go ahead.
So Cynthia owns a modeling magazine. She also owns her own modeling agency. So Cynthia's been in the modeling world for well over a decade now. Cynthia is the head co-chair. So this was Cynthia's brainchild, and she brought all of us on board with her that are with her. So there's Cynthia, there's me, there is Amy, who is also a photographer. She owns her own photography business called Almerinda Photography, and then there is Jamie, who does Stella and Dot, which is a jewelry company, a direct sales jewelry company. There's Marie, who is the local fashion designer, who will also be showcasing in the fashion show, and then a couple other people who are out of state that will be coming up to help as far as like backstage direction and that kind of thing. But Cynthia is the main one who put a lot of it together and then brought us on board with her to help her out to make sure we got all the extras that needed to be done, you know, that couldn't really be done by herself.
Right. That's so great, though. That's very exciting. I wish you guys the best of luck. I think that's
awesome.
Well,
we really appreciate it. We look forward to it, and we hope everybody can join us. You know, it should be a great night. It is a black and white affair, so we hope everybody brings out their best clothes, you know. It's a night to dress up and be fancy.
Love it. And they have to bring canned goods, right? We have to clarify.
Everyone needs to register online at Eventbrite and bring your ticket. It is $10 at the door if you don't register. And if you want to get a swag bag, even if you register online, you have to bring your canned goods.
Awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough, Lara. You really inspired us today. Wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Don't forget to check out New Hampshire Fashion Weekend, April 2nd and 3rd. And stay tuned until next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Don't forget The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.